Flashman and the Tiger, and Other Extracts from the Flashman Papers, by George MacDonald Fraser. This book is read by David Case. The Road to Charing Cross, 1878 and 1883 to 84. Chapter 1.
You don't know Blovitz, probably never heard of him even, which is your good luck. Although I dare say if you'd met him, you'd have thought him harmless enough. I did, to my cost. Not that I bear him a grudge, much, for he was a jolly little teetotum, bursting with good intentions, and you may say it wasn't his fault that they paved my road to hell, which lay at the bottom of a salt mine. And it's only by the grace of God that I ain't there yet, entombed in everlasting rock. Damnable places, and not at all what you might imagine. Not a grain of salt to be seen, for one thing. Mind you, when I say 'twasn't Blovitz's fault, I'm giving the little blighter the benefit of the doubt, a thing I seldom do. But I liked him, you see, in spite of his being a journalist. Tricky villains, especially if they work for the Times. He was their correspondent in Paris 30 years ago, and doubtless a government agent. Show me the Times man who wasn't. From Delane to the printer's devils. But whether he absolutely knew what he was about, or was merely trying to do old Flashy a couple of good turns, I ain't sure. It was certainly his blasted pictures that led me astray. Photographs of two lovely women, laid before my unsuspecting middle-aged eyes. One in 78, the other in 83. And between them they landed me in the strangest pickle of my misspent life. Not the worst, perhaps, but bad enough, and deuced odd. I don't think I understand the infernal business yet. Not altogether.